For Porto City leadership has today launched the renovation of a six-classroom block at St. Peter's and Paul Primary School in Ivirika, hence bringing hope to pupils and teachers who have been struggling with a leaking roof during the rainy season. The 81.9 million project, according to Mr. John Bosco Tumwesiji, the city education officer, will be completed in 3 months and will be implemented in phases. The city town clerk, Mr. Ochen Moses, warned the contractors against producing shoddy work, but instead gives quality work and employs marshals from within the area. The city resident district commissioner, Asmin Nasiki, who commended the city leadership for enabling the implementation of the project, tasked the contractor to complete the works in time to enable learners utilize the building. The school head teacher, Mr. Gag Stephen, said the school had started in 1916, was operating with very old structures that lacked renovation, saying they currently have an enrollment of 988 pupils. Among these, 180 are living with disability, who usually find it difficult to access classroom due to lack of ramparts. Meanwhile, Mpumbu Primary School has partnered with the Caritas Fort Porto Hewasa to construct an eco-san latrine under the Wash, Learn and Share program aimed at improving sanitation and hygiene in schools. The four-stance latrine will include separate room for learners with disabilities, a washroom for girls, and an incinerator for the safe disposal of sanitary waste, especially used sanitary pads. Speaking during a parents' general meeting held at the school premises in Ipsoro Town Council Kabale District today, the head teacher, Kabajuisa Pelusi, said Caritas will contribute 60% of the total project cost, while the school, together with the parents, will raise the remaining 40%. The Musimi Patients, a representative of the Caritas, said the project will also involve the installation of a 15,000-liter water tank to improve sanitation and hygiene at the school. She added that the initiative is expected to reduce absenteeism among girls during their menstrual periods. Bambale Saulo, the health assistant to the Soro Town Council, commended Caritas for supporting the construction of a modern latrine facility at the school, noting that poor sanitation exposes learners to infections such as the urinary tract infections, UTIs. Meanwhile, the mayor-elect of Soro Town Council, Mugisa John, pledged continued support to the school, saying that following the elevation of Soro Town Council status, funding for education is expected to increase. And now stay tuned for business news.